From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Prosecutors in Haiti today took former dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier into custody to question him over criminal allegations stemming from his corrupt regime. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Port-au-Prince that the ex-president, known as Baby Doc, was held for roughly 3 hours.
Police in riot gear and clutching long rifles escorted Jean-Claude Duvalier out of his room at the luxury hotel where he's been staying. Several dozen of his supporters cheered as he was led down the hotel staircase. Duvalier's longtime companion and publicist, Veronique Roy, stressed that he was not arrested and was simply taken into custody for questioning. Duvalier returned unexpectedly on Sunday night to Haiti on an Air France flight after nearly 25 years in exile in Paris. The country's top prosecutor presented allegations to the court accusing Duvalier of corruption, embezzlement, and even murder. The judge held Duvalier's passport but released him. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
A vote in the Republican-controlled House to repeal the Obama administration's new health care law is now expected tomorrow, though the White House continues to dismiss it. Delayed in the wake of the recent shooting incident in Tucson involving a U.S. congresswoman, the vote would almost certainly be blocked in the Senate, where Democrats hold a majority. President Obama has also said he will veto the measure if it gets as far as the White House. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said today repealing the health care law would give insurance companies too much power to drop, limit, or cap health care coverage for millions of Americans. Federal Communications Commission and the U.S. Justice Department today approved the merger of the nation's largest cable and internet provider, Comcast, and entertainment giant NBC Universal. Both federal agencies attach conditions to that approval, though, as we hear from NPR's Tom Cole.
Consumer and public interest groups had worried that the merger would create a behemoth that would control both the creation of popular TV shows and how consumers get access to those shows through cable and online. To make sure Comcast did not make it easier and cheaper for its subscribers to get that content than those of its competitors, the FCC imposed conditions that would force the merged company to make programming available to rivals at a competitive price. The FCC is also requiring it to provide broadband service for consumers without forcing them to subscribe to a cable package. Antitrust concerns were also at the heart of the Justice Department's approval, which mandates similar conditions on licensing programming to competitors and includes open internet requirements. Tom Cole, NPR News, Washington.
Airplane builder Boeing confirms there'll be another delay in delivery of its 787 Dreamliner. Most recently, plans had called for the next generation jet already 3 years late to be delivered starting next month. Boeing resumed test flights of the planes in December after a fire forced an emergency landing of one of the airplanes. Wall Street shrugged off some less than stellar earnings reports today to close higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 50 points. The Nasdaq added 10 points. The S&P 500 rose a point today. This is NPR. A suicide bombing near a police station in Iraq is being blamed for at least 50 deaths. Authorities there say the bomber struck a crowd of recruits waiting outside a police station in the town of Tikrit. City councilman is accusing al-Qaeda of carrying out the attack. It's the second time in 3 days a bombing has targeted efforts by Iraq to bolster its police force. Hundreds had gathered to apply for jobs in a country where the unemployment rate is as high as 30%. If you're a fan of pop music, then you know the work of music publisher Don Kirshner. He died of heart failure in Florida yesterday. Kirshner is the man behind music legends like Carole King, Neil Diamond, and the Monkees. NPR's Zoe Chase reports on his legacy.
People call Don Kirshner the man with the golden ear. Here's why.
Do 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 down, do be do down, down.
Come on, baby.
In the 50s and 60s, much of American pop came from one place, a tall brick building on 49th and Broadway. That was the Brill Building, and Don Kirshner's publishing company was behind many of the star songwriters inside. After his stint at the Brill Building, Kirshner produced Don Kirshner's rock concert on ABC. He produced the Monkees and then the Archies for television. Don Kirshner remained active in the music business until his death. He was 76 years old. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Receiving that annual IRS tax form used to signify the official start of tax season, but no more. The IRS now says it's decided no longer automatically mail the forms to individuals and businesses. Only about 8% of tax filers last year received paper tax packages. Electronic filing of tax form has been gaining in popularity with 99 million returns filed last year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.